The state of Illinois has acted against a growing trend in body modification, tongue splitting. Not just piercing the tongue, but actually splitting it in half, like a serpent's. The practice has become so popular that the Illinois legislature last month approved a bill allowing it only when performed by a physician. Shannon Larratt is the editor of the online magazine BME, Body Modification E-Zine. He's on the line with us from Tweed, Canada. The idea is actually to cut your tongue in half. How do people go about this?
Exactly like it sounds. The middle of the tongue is pretty much just connective tissue, so you're not really cutting through, much essential tissue.
And how far back can you go?
Well, in theory, someone can cut back right to the base of the mouth, really.
What's the appeal?
What's the appeal to certain hairdos, right? People like a lot of different things. For some people, it's as simple as, they just kind of like the way it looks. Other people like it functionally, and other people, it appeals to them on a spiritual level.
I hesitate to ask, but functionally?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Anything you can do with your tongue, you can do it twice as well.
I see. What if you were to decide you wanted to undo it? Can you get your tongue put back together?
You could, but the reversal procedure is a lot more dangerous than the splitting procedure. I only know one guy that did it, and he ended up with massive scarring, shortened his tongue, caused nerve damage. He can't taste properly, and it's a real mess.
I understand that you have a split tongue.
That's right.
You obviously can speak clearly. Could you give us a little vocalizing, a little la-la-la-la-la?
La-la-la-la-la. yeah, it's not a problem at all.
What about whistling?
I couldn't whistle before, so if I whistle, it'll just be an embarrassing blowing sound.
Has it affected your sense of taste?
No, everything is still exactly the same as far as all those nerves are concerned.
Now, the other thing that we all wanted to know was, do you find it any easier to tie a cherry stem into a knot?
Again, that really wasn't on my roster of skills. I'd be inclined to say it would make it much easier.
Mr. Larratt, thanks very much.
No problem.
Shannon Larratt is the editor of BME, Body Modification E-Zine. He was on the line with us from Tweed, Canada.
Just whistle while you work, and cheerfully together we can tidy up the place. So I'm a merry do. It won't take long when there's a...
It's 22 minutes before the hour.